This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour global transmission against tyranny in defense of free speech and the West. It's 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on the InfoWars News Centers in Austin, Texas, on Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017. Start your engines and get ready to rumble. We are the resistance. We stand against globalism and worldwide unelected corporate tyranny. We stand for free market capitalism. We stand for religious freedom. We stand for sovereignty. We stand for the family. We stand for the individual right to self-defense. We stand in defense of the Renaissance and the West as it is under massive globalist sustained siege. We are the InfoWar.
Third day of May 2017, as the enemy media attacks us at record levels, it is only intensifying. Absolutely amazing. We'll be here for the next 30 hours. In fact, I left my list in my little office over there of all the guest hosts and all the guests that are going to be joining us. Coming up in just the next few hours, Dr. Ron Paul, Dr. Jerome Corsi with huge breaking news, Dr. Edward Group, Catherine Austin Fitch, banking expert from the Clinton administration, Mike Cernovich, and so much more today. I'll be going over the big list. Infowars.com/show has the 30-hour feed that we just kicked off a minute and a half ago. And you can also share that feed to Infowars.com/show. That's what this is really all about, is defeating their technocracy, defeating their bots, defeating their computers. They claim that we've got Russian bots. What a load of malarkey. We have the American people and the people of the world that want to expose globalism. I've got this to say. Trump is really going off his trajectory more and more. Even Limbaugh came out. I'm going to play the clip coming up and said, we sent you to drain the swamp. And you're not quite doing that with this new spending bill and a few other things you're doing. Well, here's the deal. Trump is draining the swamp, but it's like it's a video game. He's like fighting the big crime boss at the end of the level. And the power level of the boss is going down. But as Trump battles the globalist, he's looking into the eyes of the devil. He is slowly becoming them. So he's doing all these great things, but at first he was 100% the first 30 days. Then 60 days later, it was at 98%. Then 70 days later, it was at 95%. And then now he's at like 70%. Hell, he was at like 80% a few days ago. Trump is unraveling quickly. I will just tell you that. And I think everybody can see it. Now, he wouldn't have done all the things he did if he wasn't for real. These are devastating blows. Devastating blows against the globalists. These are real things. Declaring sovereignty, getting big banks to loan to small businesses, killing TPP, making better trade deals with China, Mexico, beginning to build the wall, even though the funding's not there, but not killing Obamacare when they had the conservative votes, bringing up that watered-down version. It wasn't as bad as Obamacare, but wasn't what he promised. This new spending bill that doesn't have the money for the wall and increases a bunch of Democratic programs. I understand he's got to compromise. I understand they want to shut down the government and blame him. I get what Trump's doing. But the purest vision of Trump and Stephen Bannon since Bannon 72 days ago or 72 days in, 36 days ago or so, whatever it was, 70-something days in when Bannon got demoted, he really got demoted. And you can really see that behind the scenes with his whiteboard that had all their goals and all their ideas and all their strategies. It's now gotten leaked because he posed with a staffer in front of the whiteboard, not meaning for it to get out. That's out in the news today. You look at what's on that whiteboard, that's what they did. In just 70 days, Trump over-delivered. It was beautiful. And a story's up on DrudgeReport.com. Bannon planning whiteboard accidentally revealed. Let's tweet that out right now at Real Alice Jones so people can see that image. It's out of the Telegraph today. So it's all coming up. They want to try to censor InfoWars. They want to try to block us on Google. They want to try to do all this. They can't stop you spreading the articles, the videos. They can't stop you spreading the word about local AM and FM stations. Get ready. We've got so much news to cover. on North Korea, the economy, the Hillary Clinton, the FBI director testifying, and so much more.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What? He came? He saw? He died. We came? We saw? He died. What?
We came? We saw?
It's not a laughing matter. I take it really seriously.
Vote for me because I'm a woman. One of my merits is I'm a woman. All these mothers vote for me because I'm a woman. Because I'm a woman. Vote for me because I'm a woman. One of my merits is I'm a woman. All these mothers vote for me because I'm a woman. Because I'm a woman.
A woman running to be the first woman president.
I cannot imagine anyone being more of an outsider than the first woman
president. Who can be more of an outsider than a woman president?
Well, I can't think of anything more of an outsider than electing the first woman president.
A woman president of the United States.
Women. rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Occasionally, we have to bring the Gorgon back from her crypt to just remind everybody the Medusa-like creature that we dodged last year on November 8th. Does that mean Donald Trump's perfect? Absolutely not. Does that mean we won't hold his feet to the fire? Absolutely, we will. But Trump's done a lot of good. He's also starting to do some pretty bad stuff. And I expected this earlier, actually. I said if he got 30-40% done what he claimed he'd do, that he'd be legendary. He's already pretty much gotten that done. He's gotten so much done. But it's still sad and, quite frankly, even more painful to try to figure out how he could be so good and do so much good for the average person and for national sovereignty and so much to expose political correctness and the United Nations and globalism and then start going sideways. It makes it even worse at a cellular gut level, doesn't it? I kicked off today with Hillary Clinton because she's all over the news, obviously, blaming Comey that she didn't win. Comey completely covered up Hillary's crimes and did nothing to stop her. When she openly had 30-something thousand illegal emails on the illegal server and got money from the Russians and the Chinese, I mean, it's a joke. The Clintons have been protected for 30-plus years. And then she turns around and says she lost because of Comey. She almost won because of Comey and Loretta Lynch and all the rest of it. And then she says in interviews yesterday that she lost because she was a woman. I thought she was going to win because she was a woman. It had nothing to do with it. Men are overwhelmingly reportedly going to vote for Le Pen in France because they like her policies of sovereignty and French culture and lower taxes. Comey's testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee right now. We'll be breaking down some of the highlights of that as it unfolds here today at 12:11 Eastern, 11:12 Central. But also, Comey has now said that classified Clinton emails were forwarded to Anthony Weiner and Uma Abedin, which we already knew and reported last year. But here it is. New Uma Abedin emails revealed 29 previously undisclosed Clinton emails with classified information. Hillary said first her emails were never hacked. Then she said there was no classified info. Liar, liar. But it's okay as long as she wears a Mao Zedong, you know, Chinese-style communist outfit like she always does and walks around with her Islamic girlfriend. Everything's fine. Hillary Clinton, I was on the way to winning until Comey and Russian WikiLeaks. Yes. Yes, the Russians released your crimes. The Russians weren't the WikiLeaks people on that. It was the CIA. It was the Pentagon. Everybody knows that. It was U.S. leakers. British ambassadors have gone public. Our sources have gone public about the fact that they know the sources. But it's the Russians. They're the reason we didn't want an old, evil, twisted maven of corruption and oppression and evil who cackles like a witch. So let's go ahead and start going through some of these clips. Here's Hillary Clinton. Includes herself as part of the resistance. Ever since they lost in November of last year, 7 months ago, they have been calling themselves the resistance. I'm Stephen Colbert, and if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. I'm Keith Olbermann, Russian scum, Russian scum. By the way, I'm Keith Olbermann. I'm the resistance against the Russian takeover. That's what the establishment calls themselves, is the resistance now, because they're the globalists that have hijacked the government, taken over. Trump was a beachhead of the resistance, a manifestation of how strong the nationalistic awakening is. Whether he is totally real, goes sideways, or turns on us, which I don't think he'll do, doesn't matter in the final equation, because we've gone from being obscure, in the closet, demonized, the redheaded stepchild, to the paramount, fastest-growing global movement in the world against unelected worldwide tyranny known as globalism. So think about how the Federal Reserve is exposed, how they've got to have a Federal Reserve of New York board members sue me with the law firm started by George Soros. Can't make that up. Oh, they're not laughing now at Nigel Farage or Marie Le Pen or Ron Paul or Alex Jones or Matt Drudge. And it's the Matt Drudges and the Alex Joneses and the Jerome Corsis and the Pat Buchanans. We're not giving credit here. We're scientifically, historically laying out and where we came from nothing, but with the truth, going back to Barry Goldwater and Phyllis Schlafly 60, 70 years ago. Phyllis Schlafly just died a month or so ago at, 90-something years old. She was fighting when she was 25 years old as a young law graduate. Talk about breaking the glass ceilings. That lady did it and then led the Americana movement after Barry Goldwater's death. So we stand on their shoulders. They were the first wave in the modern wave of reawakening. Then the Ron Pauls and the Ronald Reagans were the second wave. Didn't mean they were perfect, but they were the opposition to globalism. They kept the flame alive, showed what real prosperity was in free market. Then you come into the third wave, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones. And then you come into the fourth wave, Le Pen, whose dad was first wave. She's in the third wave. And Donald Trump's, the Nigel Farage's. He's been around 20-something years, but he really peaked now in this third wave. And then the fourth wave. It's a very, very, very exciting time to be part of this, ladies and gentlemen. I sat around as a child and heard my dad and his friends talk about everything that later happened and how we should form a resistance against it and get the truth out, because a tyranny like this would never succeed if we were there exposing it, and it happened. And now Hillary has the nerve to call herself the resistance. I guess they are the globalist resistance to humanity awakening. Here's Hillary.
I can't be anything other than who I am. And I spent decades learning about what it would take to move our country forward, including people who, you know, clearly didn't vote for me, to try to make sure that we dealt with a lot of these hard issues that are right around the corner, like robotics and artificial intelligence and things that are really going to be upending the economy for the vast majority of Americans, to say nothing of the rest of the world. So, I'm now back to being an activist citizen and part of the resistance.
Yay! The globalists have decided to build a future where people aren't needed. They've written the white papers, the books, it's all out there. We're ugly, we're bad, kill the public, get the freeway moving, a la Bill Maher, a la Bill Nye, the science guy, don't have more than one kid, have a super state that controls you. And then Hillary, who's given awards to China, been part of the UN Women's Group, who pushes the robotics replacing us, who pushes a system of not having a future for humanity, of cutting our resources off. Her and Bill Gates and others are now warning you about the technocracy that's about to make you obsolete, because the technocrats have decided to do that. If we keep voting with our dollars and don't go along with these systems, and don't go along with the smart homes, and don't go along with the surveillance grid, and don't go along with the Amazons of the world, the Amazon.coms, then their program is dead on arrival. That's why globalism's falling right now, and they're pivoting, trying to act like they're the anti-globalist in some cases, to try to somehow control the opposition. And some people could argue that's what President Trump is. Trump believed in it. He believes in America. He wants it. But he's got people in there trying to co-opt him right now. And I'm not lionizing Trump, saying he's perfect. He wouldn't have done the things he did if he wasn't for real. They were coffin nails to this. But his course, 35 days ago when Bannon got demoted, basically sidelined, has started going off to the side, and it's deteriorating quickly. So we're going to play clips of Limbaugh saying, hey, drain the swamp. When Vice President Pence was on yesterday, we've got a bunch of other clips. We've got Joe Biden saying Hillary lost because she's a woman. Record numbers of women voted for Donald Trump, and you know that. This has nothing to do with what is between somebody's legs. It's what's between their ears. And it shows the arrogance and the bravado and the hubris of the elite to try to sell a drugged-out evil crone with all of her evil record on the American people. Just like they tried to sell Bush. Jeb Bush was the number one guy the Republican establishment pushed. Don't you get it? We don't want these operatives anymore. And if Trump isn't perfect, doesn't matter. We still went for the package labeled Patriot. labeled Renaissance, labeled nationalism, and it shows the awakening, and it's a very positive thing in a very, very negative world. We'll be back. The 30-hour special transmission has now launched.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1616.
It wasn't a perfect campaign. There is no such thing. But I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people who were inclined to vote for me but got scared off. And the evidence for that intervening event is, I think, compelling, persuasive. And so we overcame a lot in the campaign. We overcame an enormous barrage of negativity, of false
equivalence. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
But as Nate Silver,
I've come to talk with you again.
An independent analyst for one.
Because a vision saw me.
I concluded, the election been on October 27th, I'd be your president. And it wasn't. It was on October 28th, and there was just a lot of funny business going on around that.
That was planted in my brain. Still remains within the sound.
Thank you so much for joining us today during the 30-hour global transmission we just kicked off. What an incredible sore loser we just witnessed in Hillary Rodham Clinton. They were rigging the debates. They were rigging the questions. They were manipulating the media. It's in thousands of the WikiLeaks. They were trying to keep us desperate in the dark, needing them. They were doing all of this. They had the whole system fixed. They were trying to steal the election. They did in at least five states, massive evidence of that, tried to break into computers and six others, but they failed. They had polls on average adding 15 points more to Hillary so that she looked like a winner. CNN in some polls added over 30%. Trump won in a giant landslide. So let's just remember, as we see Trump begin to waffle some, that we should hold his feet to the fire and be very, very aggressive about it. But we had a victory in Trump, and we had a major victory in nationalism. Now, I got some other Hillary Clinton clips I want to play, but coming up in the next segment, this is all over CNBC. It's all over the Wall Street Journal. It's all over the New York Times. Some of them even give us credit. Well, they want to say we're fake news because they're scared of us because they know we can force big stories out. One of Corsi's White House sources, and I don't even know his sources, but they're very good. Here it is from Market Watch and Fox Business. Munition on Fannie and Freddie Mae funds used to pay for Obamacare. It's true. We broke this. This broke on May 1st, 2 days ago. It's May 3rd today. Everybody sort of pointed this out to me yesterday. Did you know the news gave you credit? Here's Dr. Corsi's article from yesterday. Treasury Secretary confirms Infowars.com reporting on Obama theft of Fannie and Freddie Mae, close to $300 billion we know of. That's just the documents that have been released from 4 years of Obama. They still haven't released the others. Corsi got these through lawsuits that the White House directed him to by private companies. Here it is. Fannie Freddie profit payments should continue, Treasury says. And here's the original article we put out February 27th. That's 2 months ago. Exclusive. Obama literally robbed Fannie Freddie to fund Obamacare. Exclusive. Just like we told you last week that they had a big meeting on Friday morning at the White House with McMaster, the National Security Advisor, saying he wants to increase troops in Afghanistan and boost it up to 30 plus billion. And that all broke on Bloomberg on Monday. And the Soros group put out its articles through Media Matters saying, find the leak and shut it down. And I got to correct something because I saw this yesterday and I kind of conflate things, not on purpose, but I talk fast. I got guests coming up. I mix things together. Cernovich has a bunch of sources. I know that Don Jr. says he should be given the Pulitzer Prize. I agree he should. So should Paul Watson, Dr. Corsi, and many others, if it was a real prize, instead of, giving it to globalists. And that he's a great source of info on what he says. He is not Cernovich's source. I happen to know one of the sources he has. It's in the White House. It's not Don Jr. So it became a big investigation. Stop Don Jr. from leaking information. And I kind of conflated those two. My point is the two, obviously like each other. I'll just leave it at that. That is not our source on much of this. And it's not our source on what happened in the Treasury Department. I can tell you it's from the Treasury Department because this is known in the White House. The White House wants this stuff out, and Fox News and CNN won't report it, so they give it to the big evil Alex Jones, the big evil Dr. Corsi. As you know, of course, he's got three number one New York Times bestseller books. He's probably changed the course of at least one election, probably two, with his Swift Boat book. And he's got a PhD in banking and is willing to expose all this. So another big giant story we broke. That's coming up. Then Ron Paul, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is the defense of the West. This is the defense of free speech. This is the defense of capitalism and free market. This is the defense of freedom, of prosperity, and the human spirit that refuses to submit. Coming up in the order they will appear in the next 30 hours of this historic broadcast, Dr. Jerome Corsi, Dr. Ron Paul, Dr. Groot, Catherine Austin Fitz, Mike Cernovich, Craig Sawyer, Anthony Cumia, Roger Stone, Ben Garrison, Leanne McAdoo, Samantha Scarlett, Lionel, Gerald Salente, Rob Dew, Michael Zimmerman, David Knight, John Rappaport, a huge roundtable discussion of journalists, surprise guests, and so much more. But most importantly, it's you, the listeners, you, the viewers, you, the enemy of the globalists, who the New World Order hopes to shut down, hopes to gag, and hopes to silence. If you simply go to InfoWars.com and spread the link, InfoWars.com/show, and spread our live YouTube and Facebook feeds, as well as tell friends, family, and neighbors about the local AM and FM stations you're listening on, we will gain millions of new listeners today during this special global transmission of mass human awakening and the overthrow of the New World Order technotronic, hell-bent globalist technocracy. Who is that voiceover man?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We're getting Dr. Jerome Corsi lined up on the Skype as we speak right now, investigative journalist, who broke a month ago that close to $300 million just in the 4 years they were able to get into via our White House Treasury connections, close to $300 billion. Now, we have only gotten a portion of the documents. It's probably going to be a lot bigger. And then Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, and others got asked about it on mainstream TV, and they said, no, it's true. InfoWars is right. Well, of course we're right. We got it from our sources. And Dr. Corsi has a Harvard degree in finance. He's worked with Donald Trump. He's an expert. That's why they hate us. In fact, I've been told it's this story and bashing the radical Muslims that has them after me. They have the Federal Reserve of New York board member suing me right now. And I've been told, stop getting into Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. Stop getting into the Muslims. Back off. Back off or you'll be destroyed. I tell you, it feels really good because it took 2 months to get this stuff to break. And of course, he probably wrote 7 articles on this. And I'd call him. He's our Washington bureau head. He's hiring folks right now. We've got our offices in just a block and a half away from the Capitol, overlooking the Capitol. And no one else will report this. They're too scared. People are too scared to report that McMaster was in there and prevailed with Trump last Friday to up troops in Afghanistan and spend hundreds of billions of dollars over the next 4 years on it. It's crazy. But we broke it with Cernovich, and it was announced on Monday. So that's why they're so upset with us. That's why they're so angry with us, because we're going to tell you what's going on, and we can't be bought off. We can't be intimidated. But I'll tell you, it's very paradoxical, best of times, worst of times, that I just love Trump and what he's doing on the economy and Americana and sovereignty and battling ISIS and bringing jobs back. I just get chills. And then it makes it worse. So if you already hate somebody, they do bad stuff, it doesn't really hurt you. You just fight them. But when you really care about somebody and you know what they're up against, you know they're getting threatened, you know they're surrounded, you know people aren't doing what he says, and then to see him start to capitulate and bring in globalists because they just weren't letting the government move. They had him in stalemate. They had him deadlocked. And so he's now dealing with them and getting us something but giving up something. And people aren't going to put up with that. They expect stuff he can't deliver. Our listeners want me, a lot of them, to tear into Trump. I'm just being a realist. I'm not endorsing what he's done. But I'm not as quick as, even Limbaugh to start tearing into him. Because even Limbaugh's listeners are upset. Limbaugh's saying, hey, we hired you to drain the swamp. What are you doing? We didn't work with Paul Ryan. And it all started with day 70 or so with that health care bill they went along with. So those videos are all up on InfoWars.com. I'm going to be playing some of those Limbaugh clips. Let's, speak of the devil, let's go ahead and play a clip of Rush Limbaugh while we're getting Dr. Corsi on the line. Here it is.
Why is the president now suggesting a budget shutdown in September, October? If it's no good now, why is it good then? You guys were sent there to drain the swamp. There's a clear Trump agenda that just isn't seeable. It's not visible in this budget. And some people are getting concerned that there's more concern for bipartisanship and crossing the aisle working with Democrats than there is in draining the swamp and actually peeling away all of the roughage that is preventing actually moving forward here on so many of these issues that affect people domestically.
Yeah, but I think people look at the efforts of the last 100 days. I was with the president in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Saturday. It took him an hour just to outline the highlights of the last 100 days. I mean, he signed more bills into law than any president in the first 100 days since Harry Truman. He's 13 different bills rolling back an avalanche of regulation and red tape on businesses across this country. 500,000 jobs have been created since the first of the year. And you mentioned the Planned Parenthood issue. I know that's emerged. The president recently signed a bill into law that ends the Obama-era regulation that blocks states from banning Planned Parenthood funding. Now states can ban Planned Parenthood funding, like we tried to do in the state of Indiana, And of course, the health care bill that we hope comes up soon actually defunds Planned Parenthood altogether while we repeal and replace Obamacare.
So I did hear that. I heard that
this president is fighting every single day to advance his agenda, and I couldn't be more proud to be standing shoulder to shoulder with him.
Planned
Parenthood. Yeah, I agree with Pence. It's just a fact that he's going to have to make deals with the Democrats. Ali Pack, who I really respect, has unendorsed him on some of the immigration issues. Trump was always going to reform immigration, but he's not going to let criminals and La Reconquista, anti-American, Islamists, you name it, come in. But we killed half our kids with abortion in this country. We're going to have to replace the population. We need to do it with people that are integrated into the Americana system. And he's building the wall, and he is, you know, going after people that are here illegally. But he's not what the media claimed he was, some racist that hates everybody. So, just like a lot of Christians, and I'm a Christian myself, got mad at him that he's not anti-gay once he got in. That was the media saying Trump was anti-gay. And so a lot of super right-wingers said, oh, great, we love Trump. And I was like, hey, guys, did you see the convention? With Trump saying, let's be inclusive to everybody? Trump's a big tent guy. And so that's the bottom line here, is that we have a president for the whole country, not just for certain groups or, you know, for small subsections. Now, him wanting to go after Assange, absolutely terrible. He told Assange and others, if you got more WikiLeaks, release them. You want to indict Assange, President Trump? Indict yourself then. That's ridiculous. That's outrageous. And I know all the neocons and rhinos are pushing you for it, because then McCain will get off your back about Russia. He'll never get off your back. McCain funded the radical jihadis. McCain is the problem. You don't need to have him lead you around by the nose and have the tail wag the dog. Now, we're going to Dr. Jerome Corsi here in just a moment. But before I do that, we have kicked off and we've gone into the first 41 minutes here, ladies and gentlemen, of our global broadcast that we will do for 30 hours, until 5, 6 o'clock tomorrow, to raise awareness and to raise capital and to reach new people. The three goals are to rally our millions of radio listeners and millions of TV viewers and listeners online to really commit every day on email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, in person, at the grocery store, at church, at the synagogue, at the Rotary Club, at the golf course, at the shop with your buddies or out hunting, whatever it is, to say this country's in trouble, but we're starting to turn the tide. Globalism is in decline, but they're trying to destroy Alex Jones. They're trying to destroy the few other outlets out there that'll tell the truth. We're under attack. So we need to spread the word about InfoWars. We need to spread the word about the articles and the videos and realize every day you see news we broke a week before, a month before, a year before, word for word on CNN, ABC News, CBS, Wall Street Journal. Word for word. 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, he publishes 5-6 articles since then with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, with the documents, looting up to $300 billion. That's only limited documents he got. It's bigger. We're on a course in a minute. And it all comes out in mainstream news. I'm going to play the clips exactly as we said, with the Treasury Secretary saying, we're right, and InfoWars getting credit because of Dr. Corsi, our D.C. Bureau Chief. They are so scared of him. And I've been told, shut up about this or we'll be destroyed. They've got 6, 7, 8 investigative journalists on me at all times making up crap right now. They're trying to destroy my family right now. They have the Federal Reserve Board of New York suing me right now with George Soros' law firm because they're scared of that guy in D.C. full-time hiring a team. One guy's already torn them up. Now, let's continue. They're scared of InfoWars. They're scared of Paul Watson. They're scared of all my reporters. They're scared of the crew back there. They're scared of you because we are a focal point, like Ron Paul would always say. Don't give him credit. He's just a focal point. He's coming up in about 20 minutes. We're going to go to Corsi in a moment. But we're running a special today to raise capital, huge discounts as well. It's a product bomb, basically, of super high-quality products like a money bomb. You can also donate at InfoWarsStore.com, $5, $20, $100, whatever, to get a bigger team in D.C. to be able to break even more news, to get even more reporters, to get more editors, more video people, more fact checkers, to pay for legal, to pay for the satellite feeds, to pay to launch more shows. They're coming after us because they can see our growth curve. If they don't take us out, we're going to bring them down. You're going to bring them down. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and support InfoWars and get life-changing products with our new Defense of Free Speech mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. The establishment is launching a full-scale attack on InfoWars, the likes of which Roger Stone and others, Steve Pachenik, have never seen. And free speech across the board is under attack. But thanks to your support, we will never fail and only continue to grow larger than ever in the face of the enemy. Help us take the fight against the globalists to the next level and get super high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today for the lowest prices. Support InfoWars today. Support the broadcast. Support the TV show. Support the investigative journalists. Support it all with the Defense of Free Speech and the Defense of the West mega specials, some of the biggest specials ever at InfoWarsStore.com. 30% off BrainForce Plus, 20% off Secret 12, Vitamin B12, 20% off Knockout, 20% off Winter Sun, 20% off Prostagard, 20% off BioPCA, 20% off Biome Defense, 20% off Living Defense, 30% off Liver Shield, and DNA Force is back, but it's so hard to get the BioPQQ, the true organic type, that it's going to sell out in a matter of days. DNA Force is back in stock and we're being sold out for months because we're not establishment funded like the globalists are, like the media are. We are supported by you, by your support. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the tip of the spear and get life-changing products for the lowest prices. That's InfoWarsStore.com to take advantage of these new mega specials while supplies last. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Paul Joseph Watson shirt. I think it's great for women. I personally am not going to wear a guy on my shirt, but that's what women are mainly buying it. And it says, conservatism is the new counterculture. It's an awesome shirt. InfoWars.com on the back. Really looks good on the ladies. Be sure and get that today. A lot of other great Molon Labe t-shirts, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. Word of mouth, all of it. Spread the word about this particular broadcast. They see the special 30-hour live transmission of a media outlet they're trying to shut down, of a system of journalists they're trying to shut up because we're changing the world. Now, let's go to Dr. Jerome Corsi, our D.C. bureau head. We've got the offices. He's hiring the crew right now. He's doing so much more to help capitalize the operation, help us go to the next level. Dr. Corsi, Ph.D., Harvard in finance, worked with the State Department in clandestine operations, friends with Donald Trump, 3 times number one New York Times bestseller. That's all you need to know, a game changer. He reported in a slew of articles in February and in April and in March, exclusive, Obama literally robbed Fannie and Freddie to fund Obamacare. He got the sealed lawsuits that the White House sources directed us to of just some of the looting, close to $300 billion. Now we've learned more. All of this is now confirmed. And again, this is one reason they're coming after us. A month later, Mnuchin on Fannie and Freddie funds used to pay for Obamacare. It's true. Fox Business, Wall Street Journal. In his new article out yesterday, Treasury Secretary confirms InfoWars.com reporting on Obama theft of Fannie and Freddie, Dr. Jerome Corsi. This is hard news. This is hard criminal looting that could bring down the entire Democratic power structure. And this is why the Republican establishment is out to get us as well, because they're part of it. So, Dr. Corsi, thank you. Let's recap what happened and how big this is, that after 2+ months, it's finally broken.
Well, it's been a story we've been working on because it's, you know, we found out that Fannie and Freddie, the two mortgage giants, government-sponsored entities, in August 2012, the Obama administration began taking all the profits from Fannie and Freddie and confiscating them. It's called the net worth sweep. It's a complicated operation, and I got in the middle of it and realized that what was happening was that Congress, the House specifically, had refused to fund the insurance premiums, the subsidies for low-income families and individuals under Obamacare. And so Obamacare in 2012 was going to tank. It was going to be completely bankrupt and wasn't going to work. And so what the Obama administration did was they took this money from Fannie and Freddie and diverted it without announcing it illegally into paying the Obamacare insurance subsidy.
And that's amazing. Obamacare was, what, a year old then, and it was still going to fail?
Yes, it was in the process of failing because the House refused to appropriate the money to pay these subsidies without being able to pay the insurance companies.
So they looted the taxpayer-backed system for homeowning. That is incredible.
That's what they did. And when I first published this and started breaking the news, we were denounced in the mainstream media. We were ridiculed. Even the Washington Examiner did a story. We had a story ridiculing us that was published and even in Breitbart. And what I did was I went into the Treasury Department financial report, specifically their balance sheet, and was able to prove through an analysis of the financial records that, in fact, the money had been diverted by the Treasury from Fannie and Freddie, the mortgage giants, to pay these insurance subsidiaries, to pay them the insurance costs under Obamacare. And the House of Representatives filed a federal district court suit against the Department of Health and Human Services, and a judge in 2016, it was Judge Rosemary Cloyer, said that the House could no longer divert, I mean, the Obama administration could no longer divert money.
All right, stay right there. So we've got judges, we've got Congress, no one will report it, even conservative media saying we're liars, when you've got sources in Treasury, in the White House, and the documents, and now 2 months later, we're totally vindicated. Where are the retractions by Breitbart and the Washington Examiner? Come on, guys, let's pull together in the same direction. I'm not in competition with you. We're trying to defeat the globalists.
As a small business owner, you know that if you don't have satisfied customers, you don't have anything. At Vistaprint, we feel the same way about our customers, which is why we won't stop until you're absolutely satisfied with every business card you order. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. We're talking about 500 business cards you'll be proud to share starting at $9.99. Plus, you get even more for your money because we have a team available online or over the phone to help with any questions about your order. Our design specialist can help make sure your colors, fonts, and images look exactly how you want. That's how we can guarantee your satisfaction. And if you aren't satisfied for any reason, we'll make it right, even if it means reprinting your order. Give us a chance to treat you like you treat your customers. Head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards and complete satisfaction starting at just $9.99. Use promo code 7733 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7733.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, here is the Treasury Secretary Mnuchin on Fox Business a day ago saying that Dr. Jerome Corsi is absolutely on target, that indeed Obama was looting the money from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac illegally because Congress wouldn't fund it to fund Obamacare in the second year of the program before it was even implemented fully. Here it is.
There's a conversation going on Twitter, and it has been for a long time, about how President Obama needed money for Obamacare and would take from all of the agencies, and he took from Fannie and Freddie. Is that true?
It is true. They used the profits of Fannie and Freddie to pay for other parts of the government while they kept taxpayers at risk.
And also, I understand that Fannie and Freddie were not, they were exempt from the Freedom of Information Act. Just last week, I understand the bill that Kevin McCarthy was pushing through is about taking them out of being exempt.
The full clip's in Dr. Corsi's article on Infowars.com. But notice, we're not getting credit. I mean, some of the financial papers were getting credit. They're saying, okay, it first appeared in Infowars. You're a respected journalist. You've had three number one New York Times, you know, best-selling political books. They admit you changed the course for at least one presidential election. You have all the sources. You got this. I mean, the White House has been trying to get others to report on this, obviously, for months. We had the courage to do it. And so I'm so ashamed of the other so-called conservative media who we defend, Breitbart and others, when they're under censorship, that they wrote articles saying we were full of crap. What is their problem?
Well, the problem, Alex, I think is simple, that the mainstream media and even some of our competitors that we're working with want to support on the conservative side have a hard time acknowledging that InfoWars is publishing the truth. And here we have the Secretary of Treasury confirming the reporting that we did. And I can show you the articles where we were abused, Washington Examiner.
I saw them.
Even on Breitbart. And suddenly we, you know, get this confirmation from the Secretary of the Treasury that our reporting was correct from the beginning, that the Obama administration was stealing from Fannie and Freddie illegally to pay subsidies in Obamacare that the Congress would not fund. And we're all that, but if you look down in the deeper sources, the articles reporting on this, we're getting full credit for it. But at the top level, mainstream media, top level in the even in conservative press, they're not giving kudos to InfoWars for having broken the story. And we broke the story for months. It was very, very hard reporting, and we were abused for reporting the story. Everybody said it wasn't true. Now it's confirmed, and yet they're not acknowledging that InfoWars was the one who broke the story, except on the internet and except on sources that really know what they're doing and are doing in-depth reporting on the question. There we're getting credit.
And again, it's not about us tooting our horns saying we were right, we were right. I mean, a lot of financial publications did pick it up, like Value Walk and others did show that we reported it first. It's just what's frustrating is we do this, we get attacked, the system knows we're telling the truth, they try to destroy us. People need to know the reason other people won't report this is they know that they come after you. So that's what we're telling listeners. You want somebody to fight hard. You want somebody to be a hard charger. You want somebody to not compromise. You want somebody to actually risk their lives. They're killing people in D.C. that are exposing stuff like this, or exposing, you know, the Democrats trying to steal the election and things like that. Folks are getting shot in the back. They're getting their kids taken away. They're getting sued by the Federal Reserve of New York. This isn't a game, and so I'm just letting people know this is a serious fight, and Dr. Corsi has been proven, again, absolutely on target. I don't think I've ever seen Dr. Corsi be wrong yet.
Well, and this, Alex, the reason we get attacked so hard is because the mainstream media is afraid of us getting the truth out. They have to lie and say that, you know, InfoWars is fake news, because the truth is it's the mainstream media that wants to protect their fake narrative.
That's right. They're the ones that are fake and won't run Trump ads exposing it. Back in 70 seconds to finish up, then Dr. Ron Paul's joining us with big news. Stay with us. Buy more with Corsi.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you